Welcome to the Dr. Bo Show, a critical thinking, reason, and science-based approach to issues that matter. The beginning of the end of misinformation? As the world wallows in doom and gloom about how the internet, more specifically AI, will bring about an age of lies, fake news, disinformation, and misinformation, I argue that we have reason for hope. Hope that rather than leading us into an informational apocalypse, AI may usher in a golden age of information, one where truth prevails. And this isn't some pie-in-the-sky wish. It's something already beginning to happen. Best of all, you can help make this golden age a reality. In this post, I'll explain how. Let's start with a basic understanding of how information on the internet functions. People and organizations who share information online are rewarded for virality, not for truth. Let me say that again. People and organizations who share information online are rewarded for virality, not for truth. And by virality, I mean when something goes viral. So why is this the case? In short, human nature. We're moved to action primarily by emotion, not reason, logic, or even truth. Worse still, a disturbingly large number of people care more about how consuming information makes them feel than whether it's true. To many content creators, we're not humans. We're likes, shares, and comments. We are tools or useful idiots who react emotionally and fail to verify what we see. This emotional engagement gives others power, power derived from our attention and interaction. We do this largely because of confirmation bias. We uncritically accept information that aligns with our beliefs and reject what contradicts them. Social media platforms, mainstream media, and especially independent media, often social media influencers, exploit this by creating content designed for emotional reaction, not factual accuracy. Okay, if I've done my job, you now understand that information shared on the internet is, by default, untrustworthy, even from sources you may have trusted due to a track record of accuracy. Yes, myself included. Now let me explain why it's just as important to fact-check information that supports your ideology as it is to debunk what goes against it. One word, credibility. People gravitate towards the truth over time. The more your side is caught exaggerating, distorting, or lying, the less credible it becomes. And by extension, so does the ideology. Spreading misinformation makes you an easy target, distracting from the real issues and injustices that deserve our attention. AI to the rescue. Surprisingly, few people realize that you can upload a meme or paste a link into an AI tool and simply ask, please fact-check this. Depending on the model, results may take seconds or minutes, and the accuracy of the latest AI tools often exceeds even the most skilled online researchers. I'll demonstrate this using a tool I use most often, ChatGPT. Here's an image post I saw on the Occupy Democrats Facebook page. This was a shared post that somebody posted on X. Trump's cabinet are all wearing a gold pin of Donald Trump's head, not the American flag. Donald Trump's effing head. What in the fresh North Korean dictatorship is happening? And then it shows a somewhat blurry picture of a unknown, unnamed gentleman wearing the pin. As someone who isn't a fan of Trump, my immediate reaction was anger, maybe even fury. That's exactly what the post was designed to provoke. Angry users will react with emojis, comment with things like, what a cult, or worse, share the post further. Let me be clear. If this post is true, people should be outraged. But remember, posts are made for virality, not truth. Fact-checking this using ChatGPT took just seconds. Using the advanced O3 model, I saved the image and went to the ChatGPT app, free on my phone. I typed, "Please fact-check," and attached the image. Yes, I like to say please and thank you to AI, just in case it becomes sentient and takes over the world. It'll remember that I was one of the nice ones. Anyway, 1 minute and 14 seconds later, I had a response. Claim being checked. Trump's cabinet are all wearing a gold pin of Donald Trump's head instead of the American flag pin. Verdict. No evidence. There's no credible documentation that all, or even many, members of President Trump's cabinet were instructed to swap their U.S. flag lapel pins for gold Trump head pin. The rumor started with a pair of social media posts in early April 2025 and quickly went viral, but reputable outlets have found nothing to substantiate it. What we looked for. Any official directive or statement requiring the pin. What we found. A White House official told Snopes it did not order officials to wear this pin. If they choose to wear one, it's to show support. No memo or policy has surfaced. What we looked for, photographic or video evidence of the cabinet-wide use. What we found, only a few isolated photos circulate online, typically showing a single man in a blue suit inside an elevator. He is not identified as a cabinet secretary, and no wider group shots corroborate with the claim. What we looked for, independent news coverage confirming widespread wear. What we found, major news agencies and fact-checkers, Snopes, Reuters, PolitiFact, AP, have not reported any cabinet-level adoption. Snopes categorized this story as unverified rumor. What we looked for, possible origin of the pins. What we found, gold-plated Trump profile lapel pins are cheaply and openly sold on retail sites for a few dollars, indicating they're off-the-shelf novelty items, not official government insignia. Key takeaways. No directive or rule. Fact-checkers found zero documentary proof of White House or cabinet rule. At most, a handful of supporters, not the cabinet in mass, have chosen to wear a novelty pin readily available online. Misleading social media framing. A single photo was reposted with the sweeping caption shown in your image, creating the false impression of a uniform North Korea-style requirement. Bottom line, the claim that Trump's entire cabinet now sports a gold lapel pin of his head is unsubstantiated and very likely false. Even the free 4.0 model gave me a similar answer immediately, just with fewer cited sources. Now comes the responsible part. Copy and paste the fact-checked response in the comments. Preface it by saying, this is what ChatGPT returned when asked to fact-check this. After learning the truth, I was no longer furious. I was thoughtful and calm, responding with reason and not emotion. But can we trust AI? Good question. A reasonable concern. Let's ask ChatGPT. Advantages of AI fact-checking like ChatGPT. 1. Speed and efficiency. AI can analyze and summarize reliable sources in seconds, cutting down the hours it might take to research manually. 2. Breadth of knowledge. ChatGPT has access to a broad base of general knowledge and can often spot misleading claims or common hoaxes quickly. 3. Lack of bias toward a single source. When prompted correctly, AI can summarize multiple perspectives and cross-reference sources instead of relying on one news outlet or blog. 4. Pattern recognition. AI is good at identifying recycled misinformation, like photos taken out of context or common logical fallacies, because it has seen millions of examples. 5. Explainability. ChatGPT can explain why a claim is questionable, breaking it down logically or scientifically in a way that's clear and accessible. 6. Guardrails against misinformation. It has built-in mechanisms to flag conspiratorial or harmful narratives, helping prevent rabbit hole spirals that sometimes happen with unguided research. But why not trust blindly? It's still not perfect. Its knowledge cutoff may mean outdated info. It doesn't always cite sources unless prompted. It can miss nuance or recent developments. This is my note here. ChatGPT 03 addresses all of these, especially if you ask it for sources. So those challenges aren't really much of a consideration. AI continues, best practice, combine both. The smartest use is to start with ChatGPT to get a clear overview, then verify using trusted primary sources, like news outlets with editorial standards, government or institutional websites, fact-checking organizations like Snopes, PolitiFact, etc. Okay, that ends the ChatGPT output for that question, and I want to make a note here with that last part of the best practice. The problem with this is trusted primary sources are very different for different ideologies. For example, one would think NASA.gov is a reliable source, but not for flat earthers who think they're all lying to us. When I asked ChatGPT about what sources it uses and how it determines what is trustworthy or not, it responded with the following. What kinds of sources ChatGPT and tools like it use? I don't browse the web or pull live data unless explicitly connected to a tool that can do so, like ChatGPT 4.0 or 03. But when I fact check or explain something based on training, I rely on a mixture of authoritative institutions. These include government agencies, the CDC, FDA, NASA, etc. International organizations, the WHO, UN, World Bank. Scientific and medical bodies, NIH, Mayo Clinic, Cochrane Reviews. 2. Peer-reviewed research and academic publications. Studies from journals indexed in databases like PubMed or JSTOR. Meta-analyses and systematic reviews often carry more weight than individual studies. 3. Reputable news organizations. Outlets with clear editorial standards and fact-checking procedures, for example, Reuters, AP, BBC, The New York Times, The Wall Street Journal. Dedicated fact-checking organizations. Snopes, PolitiFact, FactCheck.org, Reuters FactCheck, AFP FactCheck, etc. Historical databases and encyclopedias. Reputable educational sources, Britannica, Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy, etc. How trustworthiness is evaluated. In both training and real-time browsing tools, when enabled, the AI weighs criteria based on principles like trustworthiness, reputation, transparency, peer review or editorial oversight, evidence-based, consistency. Sources that fail these checks, for example, conspiracy blogs, anonymous social media posts, outlets with a history of publishing hoaxes, are weighed much lower or excluded. Important caveat. Even good sources can get things wrong, especially early in breaking news. That's why multiple independent confirmations are preferred, something AI is trained to recognize and emphasize when forming conclusions. And this ends the ChatGPT output. The bottom line, the standards AI uses to evaluate sources are typically more rigorous than those used by individuals. It is reasonable to trust the results while keeping an eye on the references if debate arises. The bigger picture. What happens when more of us refuse to be tools for spreading misinformation and instead become responsible sharers of truth? People and organizations will find it harder to circulate falsehoods. I want to say bullshit, but I'm trying to stay professional, so I won't say bullshit, even though it is bullshit. Social pressure will build, demanding accuracy and accountability. We'll flip the script, using algorithms and platforms as tools for truth, the foundation of any journalistic integrity. Your task is simple. 1. Fact-check posts using AI before reacting emotionally. 2. If a post is false, deceptive, or misleading, post AI's fact-check output in the comments. 3. Report the post. On Facebook, click the three dots, then go to Report Post, then Scam, Fraud, or False Information. Other platforms have similar options. This usually takes less than a minute. By doing it, you're helping make the internet a better and more truthful place. You're helping build the information golden age.